holding an effective meeting. Meetings are imperative to any supervisor and employee relationship. Meetings are the venue to notify employees of new benchmarks, policies, procedures, and to show recognition. While meetings are standard in almost every company, a lot of supervisors have problems holding an effective meeting. Here are the do's and don'ts to aid in having an effective employee meeting. Have a clear purpose. Identify the reason for the meeting and stay on track. An awesome way to make your purpose clear is to include an agenda. An agenda helps keep you on track and make sure that everything needed to be discussed is addressed. It is easy to go off on a tangent and forget to discuss other pressing business, so stick to the agenda. Agendas also help attendees remember what was addressed at the meeting. Invite the appropriate staff. When you are going to have a meeting, make sure your attendees really need to be there. You don't want to have a meeting about one particular department and require the whole company to attend. Just as you don't like to have your time wasted, neither do your employees, so be respectful. Keep it short. No one wants to be stuck in a meeting for hours on end. Hit your points, make sure there aren't any questions, and move on. Be punctual. A meeting needs to have a start time and an ending time. Be sure to stick with a schedule. Going over on a meeting causes your employees to quit listening to you and start focusing on the clock instead. No distractions. It's a great idea to outlaw technology in a meeting. Having one of these devices in a meeting can turn an employee's attention from you to their device. If they aren't going to pay attention, what is the point of the meeting? Any questions? Not everyone is comfortable asking questions in front of a group. Save a little time at the end for people to personally come up to you and ask questions. This allows the employee to voice any questions they may have about the material shared and feel safe doing so.